tell you the truth, no matter how much it hurts. It's my job. I take it serious. Relax. It won't hurt much. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It's Tuesday, February the 11th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Philip Rivers is leaving the Los Angeles Chargers after 16 years to enter free agency. Does that mean there could be an opening for another quarterback to fly into the position? Say a guy that's going to be 43 that's been playing in Boston for a number of years? Maybe. Number two, plagues and locusts. Could this be the end times? No, probably not, but it's not a great time for a few places around the world. The coronavirus in one place, locusts in Africa, we'll talk about that. And number one, could today be the end of the line for Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren? Possibly. The New Hampshire primary opened for business. Democrats praying it will not be the disaster the Iowa caucus has proved to be a week ago. In fact, we still don't have those results. No guarantees on that one. What we know is out of Dixville Notch, the place that votes at midnight, five votes cast, three were write-ins for Michael Bloomberg, and that means absolutely nothing. But Bloomberg could be the guy they're looking toward in the hopes of saving their political fortunes come November the 3rd, 2020. Clearly, nobody else was in the race that could do any good. And here's the problem with Michael Bloomberg now. Tapes and audio and videotapes coming out now. Michael Bloomberg supporting stop and frisk techniques, which, by the way, are considered very racist by the African-American community. And remember this. President Trump knows, as does every Democrat, if the Republican nominee picked up 15% of the African-American vote across this country, it would be over for Democrats. It would be over. Meanwhile, speaking of race, race baiter and carnival barker, the leader himself, Al Sharpton, speaking out on MSNBC, taking cheap shots at all the Democrats in the race, taking cheap shots at all the Democrats in the race, pointing his racist finger at the Democratic field and saying, this is terrible. But where else would you expect, and what else would you expect from Al Sharpton? It's bite number three from MSNBC, Al Sharpton. Go.
Well, that's the problem, and that's why you hear a lot of people question the candidates in this race and take it all kinds of sides, because I would go for a good visitor to the black church, let alone someone that acted like they belonged there. A lot of these guys don't even act like they have visited occasionally for a wedding. And I think that it is scary to us, and I don't know how you acclimate that in a short period of time.
All right, we'll keep an eye. Thank you, Al. Greatly appreciate your insight. Amy Klobuchar, the senator from Minnesota with the reputation of being mean as a two-headed snake that's been stepped down in the middle, she seems to be doing better than she has been. She might be a safety valve for some. And she's hoping for a third-place finish in New Hampshire. If she pulls that off, Amy Klobuchar will survive. If she bests both Warren and Biden, they will be gone. No question. And Amy Klobuchar may be late to the dance, but she is ready to bash the deplorables. Anybody that votes for Donald Trump, I mean, you are suspect. Your patriotism is suspect. Your general decency is suspect. Are you even a decent human being? You voted for Donald Trump. I mean, are you even a decent human being? No, seriously, that's what she's asking. Amy Klobuchar is bite number four. Bite four, go.
How much of this opening for you two is the result of, at least when I go to political events, I am finding an extraordinary number of people are undecided very, very late in this process because they no longer think Vice President Biden is inevitable. And hasn't that been one of your challenges as well all along, is that there just hasn't been enough oxygen for you know, voters who aren't so far to the left to think that they have another option?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that has been for me. I am that person for them. I have always had strong support from independent voters. I get this. I think this election isn't just an economic check, which is what most of our debates are. It's also a decency check on this president. It's a patriotism check.
It's a decency check. It's a patriotism check. Are you a patriot? Are you decent, or do you have some sort of a dark heart and a dark soul? How could you possibly vote for Donald Trump? Results, maybe. Maybe you're not a communist or a socialist, which, by the way, Klobuchar says having a socialist at the top of the ticket, well, that's a problem. a big problem, one she doesn't support, in fact. So she is parting from the field in that regard. Here's Amy Klobuchar on Bernie Sanders, bite number five. Bite five, go.
I am troubled by having a socialist lead our ticket. I like Bernie. We are friends. He would tell you that as well. We have worked together on prescription drug prices and the like. But I think a candidate like me, who is able to bring in ideas and actually get them done, and as I've said so many times, if people are tired of the extremes in our politics and the noise and the nonsense, that they have a home with me. That, to me, is the ticket of winning big.
Can those freshmen members of Congress in Minnesota and Michigan and Pennsylvania and elsewhere get reelected if Bernie Sanders is the nominee?
I think it'll be a lot tougher.
We'll see where it goes from here. If Amy Klobuchar comes in third, her campaign is buoyed, and Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren are pretty well done for the season. We'll keep an eye on that. Democrats have a much likelier chance of a brokered convention than they did just a few weeks ago. It continues to become more likely, especially with the introduction of Michael Bloomberg and him joining the race and picking up some momentum, so we'll keep an eye on all of that. The coronavirus cases on board the Yokohama cruise ship has more than doubled in the last 24 hours. The Japanese are keeping the ship anchored and keeping the ship quarantined, at least 136 now with the coronavirus. By the way, the number of people who have died worldwide now, at least 1,000, more than 50,000 known to have been infected now. And let me tell you, that's a fraction of what the accurate number is. The coronavirus has spread worldwide, mostly in China, but it has gone worldwide. As we talked about yesterday, there are, 11 military installations in America waiting to quarantine those that might end up with the virus in this country coming in from China. And they're on their way. And worse are the plagues and locusts. Have you seen this? The locusts coming into East Africa, Somalia, and elsewhere. The locusts are the worst they've been in some 7 decades. It could be the end times, or it could just be locusts. They're grasshoppers, of course. Growing up in one of the most inaccessible places on the planet, large parts of Somalia, of the semi-autonomous Puntland region, held by Al-Qaeda and Al-Shabaab, those areas are plagued by locusts now, making it difficult or impossible to conduct aerial spraying of the locusts, according to experts. Somalia declaring it a national emergency. People are going to starve to death because of the locusts. You know, it's in a agriculturally fragile part of the world, so you've got plagues and locusts and possibly famine that could follow that if the locusts continue to spread and devour the crops, which is what they're doing currently. But if your region's controlled by terrorists, nobody can fly in and spray the locusts and kill them. And that's what would ordinarily happen. Not in this case. Not in this case because of who's on the ground. So there you go. You've got the coronavirus, you've got locusts, and you've got me to sort it out for you. So you got good news there. How you like that? You see, twist. All right, 14 after on the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be back after this.
I'm a small business owner, and I know the importance of keeping quality employees and staying focused on the bottom line. As a member of the Michigan Chamber, I now can do both through an incredible retirement benefit program called the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Plan. Now I can offer my employees a competitive 401k plan, which enhances their benefits, keeps my costs down, and I don't have to deal with any of the administrative headaches. Saving money, enhancing our benefits, treating our employees like family, allows us to retain top employees and grow. The plan is administered through TriStar Trust Bank, a Michigan bank, and gives me a competitive advantage to help me attract and retain quality employees, all while saving money. To learn more about the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Retirement Plan, go to michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer Plan is available to Michigan Chamber members only. Become a member and receive $100 off by mentioning this ad.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.